All right, it is now time for children's church. If we got any little tykes that want to head this way toward Mr. Sidney there. The rest of you can turn to Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58, just put a finger in there. You're going to think I forgot about it, but we're going to get there at some point. Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58, stick your finger in there and we're going to get there. All right, let's pray and we'll get started. Father God, we come to you. We thank you for the freedom we have in this country to come into this place today. We thank you that you give us a heater to keep us warm on these cold days that we have. We thank you for just being good to us and blessing us and letting us be able to come together, dear Lord, in your presence and just to see the smiles on all the faces that are here today. We just thank you for this family that we call Enterprise Baptist Church. I pray, dear Lord, that your spirit would be among us today. That in the next few minutes that you free us of the worries and of the distractions and the things of this world that we may have brought in here, dear Lord, that we would devote our ears and our hearts to you for these next few minutes, dear Lord, that the devil wouldn't distract us and keep us from being blessed, but that, dear Lord, we would be blessed by your word. So I pray, God, that you would just help us to hear from you today, that you would help me to be humble this morning as I preach, dear Lord. You take away any fear that's within me this morning, that you would speak boldly through me when I open my mouth. And I ask these things in your name, all for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen. Amen. The Bible is full of different people, different names, some of which some of you have probably heard many times. But there are three people we're going to talk about briefly this morning. One is Abraham. You may have heard of him. You see Abraham early on in the book of Genesis. The next one is Jacob. You'll see him a little later on in the book of Genesis. And the next one is Moses. Now, maybe you've heard of these men, or maybe not. If you hadn't, you can go read about them. They have some great stories about what they did in their lives. But I discovered this week that there was one thing that these three men have in common. Now, I looked, and I don't know if there are any others in Scripture that would meet the criteria of having this in common as these men, what we're going to talk about. But these three men have one thing in common, and maybe some of you know what it is, or maybe you've never noticed it before. In the story of Abraham, there's one part of Abraham's story, and I'll go through these quickly for time's sake, but jot them down and go back and read these stories this week for yourself. But there's a story in Genesis chapter 22 in which God calls Abraham, and he calls Abraham to do something that is very difficult. He calls Abraham to sacrifice his son. Now, in this instance, what God is calling Abraham to is a test. God is testing Abraham. You flip a few pages over to Genesis chapter 31, you see another story. In this story, you see a story about Jacob. And Jacob had worked hard for his father-in-law, and he had finally been able to obtain Rachel and Leah as his wives, and God had blessed him greatly during this time. God was certainly with him, and God had given him many flocks and much wealth. And God had appeared to him in a dream, and in Genesis chapter 31, Jacob recounts this dream. And this dream is simply reminding Jacob of the blessings that God had poured out on him. And in this story, God calls Jacob to bless him. You flip over not too many pages and you arrive in Exodus. And in Exodus chapter 3, There's a well-known story that if you've not read it, you really should read it. Moses is out in the wilderness. He's kind of out by himself, and Moses sees a burning bush. Now, a bush that burns is not that extraordinary, but there was something unique about this bush, and that was that this bush was burning and burning, yet it never burned up. Now, naturally, this piqued Moses' interest, and so as he went to the bush, the Lord began to speak to Moses, and the Lord called Moses to serve him. The Lord called Moses to be a deliverer. The Lord called Moses and said, "Look, Moses, I know you escaped from Egypt some years ago, but you're going to have to go back there. I'm sending you back in the danger zone. I want you to go and be my servant. I want you to go and deliver my people." Now, in all three of these stories, God calls these men to something. In Abraham's case, it was a call to be tested to see if his faith was going to be strong. In Jacob's case, it was a call of blessing, a reminder of the blessings that God had poured out on him. And in Moses' case, it was a call to serve the Lord and to lead God's people. And in every one of these instances, there's one thing that these men have in common. In each of these stories, God calls them by name. Abraham, Jacob, Moses. And in every instance, the same three words follow that call. Every single one of these men, the first thing that they say is, "Here I am. Here I am." God speaks to us. God calls to us in a variety of ways. And it may be that God has been calling to some of you today. Some of you that God has looked at and they know that you're His and they know that you are a righteous man or a righteous woman. And it may be that you've even heard it before you come here today. You may have heard it for the last few weeks or the last few months or the last few years. God speaks to us. And if we really listen and we read His Word and we really seek Him, we can hear Him speak. Maybe not in an audible voice or maybe in an audible voice. And it's really even hard to explain, but some of you know what I'm talking about. You just know when the Lord speaks to you. You know that the Lord is calling you to something. I remember I was but a teenager when I felt the Lord calling me to preach, and I didn't want to have anything to do with it. But I felt the Lord calling. I felt the Lord speaking to me. I didn't want to be a preacher. That was going to be hard. You're not going to make much money. Who wants to be a preacher, right? There are no cool preachers out there. I wanted to be cool. I was young. I wanted to be hip. I wanted to make money. I didn't want to preach. And sometimes what God calls us to is not what we want to do. Sometimes we are not so unlike Abraham, that the things God calls us to, that the things God is calling you to right now, are a test. And those tests, as hard as they may be and as much as they don't make sense, those tests are used to strengthen our faith. Those tests can prove what's there or maybe what's not there. Maybe God calls us to a test and we fail that test. Maybe we think we are one that's walking in faith and we find that we don't have faith at all. And so if God's calling you today, if God's put a test in front of you today, don't give up. But let your faith shine in that. Trust God all the more. If God is calling you to test you today, then let our response be, "Here I am." Let our response be, "Here I am, Lord." Maybe today our story is not so unlike that of Jacob. That God had blessed Jacob tremendously. And in Genesis 31, God reminds him of that. God says, "Look, didn't I tell you that I was going to give you all these speckled and spotted and striped sheep from Laban? And I've blessed your flocks." And Rachel and Leah said, "Man, look at this. Jacob, he's already got all our father's wealth. He's a wealthy man." And God appeared to Jacob in that dream, and the angel of the Lord spoke to Jacob and said, "Jacob." And Jacob said, "Here I am. God, you have blessed me. Here I am. What do you have me do?" Maybe God's calling some of us in our blessing today. Maybe today God's saying, "I have blessed you. Maybe God's calling us to use our blessing to bless someone else. Maybe today we are like Moses. Maybe God's calling your name today. Maybe God wants you to serve in some way. Maybe you're just as afraid of that call as I was. God may not be calling you to preach, but He still may be calling you to serve. He may be calling you to lead. He may be calling you to deliver a person or a people. It might be somebody you know that just needs a call, that just needs a hug, that just needs some help. Maybe God's calling you to serve today. Maybe God's calling you to go back somewhere you don't want to be, somewhere you left in the past and you never thought you'd be back there. But yet He called Moses and He said, I know this is going to be hard, but I want you to go back there. I want you to go back where you came from. I want you to go back and help these people. Maybe God today is calling you to serve in some way. And maybe today what He's calling you to serve in is very, very difficult. God calls us in a variety of ways. But the question we must answer today is, how will we respond? Sometimes God calls us and we say, not I. Sometimes God calls us and we have selective hearing. Yeah, we hear Him call and we know it's Him, but we don't want to do what He says. But maybe today we could learn from these guys. Maybe today our response could be, here I am. Now, there are some other honorable mentions that almost meet the criteria. In Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3, God calls out to Samuel when he's a boy. He doesn't know it's the Lord calling out to him. He finally discovers that's what it is and is told that next time the Lord comes to respond. And so Samuel responds, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Perhaps that needs to be our response today. God, here I am. Speak, for your servant is listening. God wants to speak. Maybe sometimes we don't even recognize God's voice. That's okay. Some of you might be saying, well, I don't know. How do I know if God's speaking to me? Well, ask God to help you to know. Ask God to speak so clearly and in such a way to help you to know for sure that that is Him, to affirm that to you in whatever way that He can. But I think most of the time we probably know. If we just stop and listen to that still small voice, we can probably tell what things are of God and what things are of the enemy. And Isaiah, at the beginning of the book of Isaiah, God calls the prophet to speak to the people. And God acknowledges that things are not good there. And Isaiah in this vision is before the Lord, and as we probably would be too, Isaiah says, woe is me. Woe is me. I'm an evil man. I'm a wicked man. And here I am in the presence of God. And the Lord is having this conversation with the other beings around. And He says, Who will we send? Who can we send to these people? Who can I send to speak my message? Who can I send to my people that I have called? They're abandoning me. They're not following me. They're not listening to me. And after Isaiah is made clean in that vision and his lips are made clean, and God says, who can go for us? Isaiah says, here I am. Here I am. Send me. So we see lots of examples in Scripture of people that God called to serve in a variety of ways, of people that God wants to speak to. And if we would just listen, if we would just surrender ourselves, if we would just humble ourselves and say, God, here I am. Here I am, God. I'm a sinner. I'm not worthy of your grace. Woe to me, for I am a man of unclean lips. God, I'm not capable to do what you call me to on my own. But God, here I am. God, here I am. Speak, for your servant is listening. Now, there's one more person that's important for us to consider in this passage that spoke these very words, and that's found in Isaiah chapter 58. In Isaiah chapter 58, God is speaking of His people, and they're soon going to be handed over to the Babylonians for their disobedience. And God's people, they kind of think that they're doing good. If you read the first part of those verses, they're really going through all the outward stuff. They're kind of doing some of the religious practices, it sounds like, and it's really focusing on fasting. You know, they're really doing all this fasting, and they're covering themselves in ashes and sackcloth and all these things you're supposed to do when you have a repentant heart. And they're going through all these motions and doing all these things, but their heart is just not right. Their heart is so far from Him that they are in a bad place. And they think they're in a pretty good place, but God says, you're not doing so good. So what God does is, through Isaiah, He calls them to what He really desires for them to do. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, here's the kind of fast that God really desires of His people. Isn't the fast I choose to break the chains of wickedness, to untie the ropes of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, and to tear off every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, to bring the poor and homeless into your house, to clothe the naked when you see him, and not to ignore your own flesh and blood? Then your light will appear like the dawn, and your recovery will come quickly. Your righteousness will go before you, and the Lord's glory will be your rear guard. So here's what God says to His people. This is throughout the whole Scripture. If you'd have been in Sunday school this morning, we talked about this. What God really desires more than everything is not us going through the motions, not us just coming to church, not us dressing nice, not us singing loud on the songs. What God really desires is our heart to be in those things and for our heart to be in service to Him. God says, what I really want from you is not the outward stuff. He says, what I really want from you is to turn away from your wickedness. What I really want for you is to break free from that yoke of sin and slavery. What I really want for you is to love other people. What I really want for you is to help those who are hungry and clothe those who are naked. What I really want from you is to help the widows and to help the orphans and to do things out of love and to care for your neighbors and to care for one another. And then God says, once you do these things, then your light's going to shine. Then you're going to see a difference in your life. Then you can be delivered. Then I will come quickly to you. If you would only do what I really call you to, if you would only just really seek me with all of your heart and quit going through the motions, then your deliverance would come. And listen to what He says in the next verse, in verse 9. At that time when you call, the Lord will answer when you cry out. He will say, here I am. Here I am. The Bible is full of some examples of those that God calls who respond and say, God, here I am. And here to God's people, He says, look, you've not been living right. You've not been doing right. But if you would just turn to me and if you would seek me with all of your heart, if you would come to me right now, I would be here with you with open arms saying, here I am. And maybe today you're already a child of God, and maybe today He's calling you to something. And maybe today you need to say, here I am to God. And maybe today some of you need to know that God is calling you. Maybe you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Maybe you've been living a religious life like these folks here in Isaiah chapter 58. You're going through a lot of the motions, but your heart's not really in it. You're not really seeking God. And maybe today you need to know that God is calling out to you. And God today says, here I am. If you would only seek me, if you would only repent of your sins, if you would only put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, here I am. Would you respond to the Lord today? Maybe you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ today. Hear the words of the Lord today. Here I am, if you would only come and repent. Perhaps today you've already put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And maybe you're a man or a woman and it doesn't seem like it to you, but in God's eyes, He says, that's the one I want to use. That's the one I'm calling today. Is God calling you today? Is He calling you to test you? Is He calling you to bless you? Is He calling you to serve Him in some way? I don't know the answer to that, but you do. And if God is calling you today, our response needs to be, here I am. Let's pray. God, we come to You. We thank You for Your good word. And we thank You for these good examples of these men that we looked at, dear Lord, that they were those that were faithful to You, that were faithful to respond in the right way, dear Lord. That God, when You spoke, they said, here I am. God, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that, God, even though we're pretty rotten and we are sinners, just like these folks in Isaiah 58, dear Lord, we do a lot of stuff and sometimes we fool ourselves with our religion, dear Lord. We kind of go through the motions, but our heart's not really in it. We're not really doing anything for You. We don't really seek You, dear Lord. We don't really live for You. We just kind of go through the motions. But I pray today that if there is one in this room that does not know Jesus Christ, that today that they would know that Your word is true to them, God. That if we would only turn from our wickedness and seek You, dear Lord, that today the invitation is here, that God, You are saying, here I am. God, I pray that if there are some that do not know You today, that they would hear You call to their hearts right now. That they would hear You calling to them saying, here I am, God. And I pray that they would come to You. That even in this moment that they would begin to repent, to pour out their sins before You, dear Lord. Maybe there are some of us in here today, and maybe we are Yours, God. But maybe we hadn't been living like it. I pray that we would hear these commands of Scripture. That we would feed the hungry, that we would clothe the naked, that we would take care of the poor and the needy, dear Lord. That is our call. God, if we're not doing that, we need to stop and take a step back, dear Lord. If we don't start there, then God, we have started in the wrong place. So I pray, dear Lord, that You would help us as individuals to be faithful to carry out those commands. That You would help us as a church, dear Lord, to be faithful to carry out those commands. Dear Lord, maybe there's some in here today and they are Yours. And maybe You've been working on them. Maybe you've been working on them for some time now. Maybe there's something You're calling them to. God, maybe there's some in here today and they are being tested and they just don't know if they can make it, dear Lord. I pray that You give them the strength, that their faith in You would hold tight, God, that they would not give up. But after the test, dear Lord, they would experience Your blessing just as Abraham did. Dear Lord, maybe You are calling some in here today to serve in some way. God, I pray that You would help us to be obedient to that. Whatever it is, no matter how big or how small it may seem, dear Lord, I pray that if You call us in any way, God, that we would not leave this room today without responding properly to You. Let us not turn a deaf ear to You, dear Lord. Let us not make excuses. But I pray today that we would simply humble ourselves before You, that today we would hear Your response, Your call, God, as You say, here I am, and that we too, dear Lord, would respond to You and say, God, here I am. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen. As we stand and sing today, if God has spoken to you in some way, if you need prayer, I'll be glad to pray for you. If today you've accepted God's invitation, if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, come share that with us so we can pray over you and pray for you and baptize you. Maybe today God's called you to something. Now is your chance to respond to the Lord. Snowstorm. Make sure you are prepared in advance and hope to see you guys back here next week. Dad, would you close us with a prayer, please?
Dear Lord, again, we thank you for this beautiful day today.